In 2 Chronicles, we learn that in the days of the Old Testament, a gatekeeper was stationed at the temple of the Lord. This gatekeeper's job was to guard the temple and prevent those who were unclean from entering in. You see, God would not allow anything impure to enter into his house. He guarded it. This challenges me to think, what about my house? What am I doing to guard it from sin? You know, one way Satan gets a foothold into our lives is through our thoughts. Thoughts become actions, actions become habits, habits become character, and it all begins with what we allow to fill up our minds. As followers of Christ, we must be intentional about guarding our thoughts. Sometimes when I watch TV, I'm appalled at what I see. And when my kids are in the room, many times I have to change the channel to protect their minds. As followers of Christ, we are called to be different from the world. And God's Word tells us to guard what goes into our minds. This means it matters what movies we watch, what books we read, what music we listen to. Philippians 4:8 tells us to think on things that are true, noble, right, pure, lovely, and admirable. And in 2 Chronicles chapter 10, we read that we should take every thought captive to Christ. In the Old Testament, God set in place a system to guard his house from sin. He was intentional about it. And I think this is a great example for us to follow. Let's be intentional about guarding our house from sin. Let's be purposeful about what we allow to enter into our minds. And when it's necessary, let's be bold enough to change the channel.